While I've traveled quite a bit, I've never been to the Grand Canyon. I've seen photos, of course, and documentaries. Friends have told me that it's a sight to behold and shouldn't be missed, so I've put it on my personal 1001 places to see before I die. A recent article about the Grand Canyon got me thinking about going there sooner than later. Recently, it was discovered that the Grand Canyon is 11 million years older than previously thought, meaning that rather than being a mere 6 million years old, a relative youngster in geologic terms, the canyon is a more mature 17 million years old. The study, supported in part by the National Science Foundation and conducted by geologists at the University of New Mexico, use an improved dating technique that allows scientists to date the age of minerals more accurately. Reading about the research and learning more about how the canyon was formed, I decided it was time to start planning a trip. Mind you, it doesn't mean that I'm going to get there anytime soon, but it's always fun to plan. So I started to look at what type of tours might exist to explore the Grand Canyon. I read about that glass skywalk that juts out 70 feet from the Grand Canyon wall and is more than 4,000 feet above the Colorado River. Well, I don't mind heights that much. That could be challenging for me. I'd really have to trust those who constructed the skywalk and that they understood the strength of glass. I also read about helicopter rides and hikes down and whitewater rafting. It all looked amazing. But having been to what I call the Creation Church posing as a museum in northern Kentucky, and knowing that they're a group of people working hard to upend science by claiming that the entire universe is only 6,000 years old, in line with a literalist reading of the Bible, I had to imagine that there was someone out there who would use the Grand Canyon to turn science on its head. It didn't take but a few strokes of the keys and a Google search to find a creationist-based tour of the Grand Canyon. A tour that denies the best science of our age. A tour that places biblical text above scholarly research. A tour that says that the Grand Canyon isn't millions of years old, but thousands, because nothing can be millions of years old. Not the Grand Canyon, not any species that walks on Earth, not the Earth itself, not even a star or a galaxy, because the entire universe is supposed to be only 6,000 years old. This tour group provides many of the same experiences as other tour groups, but with a slant. Posted on their website is their statement of faith, which reads in part, quote, "The Great Flood of Genesis was an actual historic event and was global in its extent and catastrophic in its effect. It is this flood and its after effects that is responsible for the formation and subsequent sculpting of much of the earth as we know it today, including the Grand Canyon," unquote. I appreciate the fact that this particular group makes known its religious bias at the outset. But I have to say, it disturbs me when religious folks reject science in favor of biblical myth. It's not only bad for society, for it sets up a false dichotomy between religion and science. It's bad for religion as well. This simply isn't an issue of those who do and don't believe that the Bible is a source of all truth, for perhaps such divergent views can coexist, though I have my doubts. This is a clash about authority which places a literalist interpretation of the Bible above all else. Such a view limits the search for knowledge and shackles the movement of change. It is the search for knowledge that is liberating, that frees us from the constraints of the past, and in doing so, allows us to appreciate the true majesty of nature for what it is and how it evolved. Hope you enjoy your visit to the Grand Canyon. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.